When the man said, "This is sublime," he appeared to be making a remark about the waterfall. Actually, he was not making a remark about the waterfall, but a remark about his own feelings. What he was saying was really, "I have feelings associated in my mind with the word sublime." Or shortly, "I have sublime feelings." Here are a good many deep questions settled in a pretty summary fashion. But the authors are not yet finished. They add, "This confusion is continually present in language as we use it. We appear to be saying something very important about something. And actually, we're only saying something about our own feelings." Even on their own view, on any conceivable view, the man who says, "This is sublime," cannot mean, "I have sublime feelings." Even if it were granted that such qualities as sublimity are simply and solely projected into things from our own emotions, yet the emotions which prompt projection are the correlatives, and therefore almost the opposites of the qualities projected. Firstly, that all sentences containing a predicate of value are statements about the emotional state of the speaker. And secondly, that all such statements are unimportant.